Today's daf is Masechet Brachot, daf Nun Aleph. Closing out the seventh parak, we have a list of practical halachot relevant to the kosher bracha. Maybe it's obvious, but this halacha is organized in Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim Kuf Pei Gimel, which is the laws of Birkas Hamazon. The kosher use of Birkas Hamazon is certainly a cup that we use for the bracha, but these rules also apply to other contexts as well. This is brought out in Siman Reishayin Aleph, and of course in the other areas of halacha where it's relevant, such as Kiddush and the bracha that we make for a chuppah, at a chuppah of kiddushin and nisuin. The cup should be rinsed and washed before using, and must not have any defects in the cup itself, specifically in the lip or base. The first halacha is more of a concern that there be leftover liquid that was left before and wasn't cleaned out, which could cause a problem for the new wine that's poured in. Well, the second halacha is either a function of beauty, or if there's even a hole, that would invalidate the cup altogether because the liquid would be pouring out. A few other points. First of all, the Gemara says that the cup should be full for the bracha. It's one of the requirements, at least requirements or hidurim, that the Gemara mentions male, although the drinking requirement for Kiddush, for example, is only a revis. If the cup holds more space than a revis, it should be filled up to give honor to the blessing experience. So most poskim assume that male, full, doesn't mean to the brim, that in all likelihood some will spill over. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, for example, quoted from the Gemara coming up on Nun Beis Amud Beis, tomorrow's daf, that Beis Hillel says there won't be nitzotzot. Nitzotzot are drops because the cup is not full to that extent. So malei, this idea of full, therefore would mean approaching the brim, but not necessarily flush with the brim, which would cause spilling to happen from that cup. Second point, one should lift the cup with both hands and display one's excitement, then move over the cup to the right hand and grasp the cup with all one's fingers lifting the cup off the surface, one tefach. The goal, really, of the lifting off the surface of the table is that it should be seen by people at the table. We should note that the Gra on Shulchan Aruch says that all these points are hidurim. It's also the Shulchan Aruch mentions about looking at the yain. Some say you can look at a sitter if you need to concentrate. The idea is to have kavana. And again, all of these things are there to enhance. If a person used their left hand or didn't lift up the cup and the cup was just simply sitting on the table and you said the bracha, the kiddush counts. And the Mishnah Berurah actually says a lefty should hold the kos in the left hand if that's their way. There are who argue on this. But again, the idea is the more, the greater, but it doesn't necessarily take away from the fulfillment. Furthermore, the Shla wrote, based on the Mekubalim, there's another way to hold the kos. Mishnah Berurah actually brings us in Sif Katan Tadvav, that the base of the kos should be in one's right palm and the fingers grasping around. So, different ways to do it for different traditions. One final discussion, which comes up often in the context of Kiddush at Shul, is that of using a disposable cup, a chad pa'ami, for making Kiddush. The Igros Moshe of Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Siman Lamed Tes, discussed a paper cup not having chashivos. It's not important enough because it's only for temporary use. One shouldn't use it. If you have no other choice, as Rav Moshe at the end, you may use it. Push comes to shove, you can use the cup. The Minchas Yitzchak had a solution that if you resolve to use the cup a few times to give it a more useful status, that could help you get into that place. On the flip side, Rav Elazar Waldenberg, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Beis, Simcha Chaf Gimel, argued that because it's the Pchad Pami, the disposal is really made for multi-use, but it's cheap. Because it's cheap, it doesn't cost a lot, people just throw it away. So really you could use it because it's made for that multi-use. Nobody will argue that it's better to use a nicer kos, even a fancier disposable hard plastic. But the effort, person uses a disposable. So we see when and if it's within our means, and much of these halachot don't cost money, just patience, education, interest, we should enhance our kiddush with greater beauty and respect.